proud to be Yorkshire.
BBC Radio Leeds.
8:05 Sunday morning. How would you feel giving up your Friday and Saturday nights, putting on a high-vis vest and walking round the various streets and bars in city centres, making sure people who have drank too much or taken too much get home safely? Just doing it for free. Just doing it because you want to make sure people are okay. There's not a lot of people that would, but one group who do that are the Street Angels. And in fact, they've taken it to the extreme. They've gone to Magaluf this weekend. They've been preparing for the last year in Mallorca to do this. And they're doing it regularly now throughout the course of summer to look after primarily young Brits abroad who have had too much. We'll catch up with them in a moment's time. Also back with the panel, Jenny Jones and Clive Wilson to review the stories of the day. Military Wives on the show. You may remember got to number one in 2011, put together by Gareth Malone. He's a lovely guy. Performing in Morley later on today with a local school. And the Huddersfield Marathon today. Good luck if you're running. Just give me a quick shout. I'll mention your name. I'll give you that bit of inspiration. We're like a virtual energy drink, I promise. 81333. Start that text with the word Leeds or at BBC Leeds. Or if you've got anybody that's running, we'll try and give them that extra bit of motivation.
Sunday Breakfast.
Johnny Ianson.
BBC Radio Leeds.
So the Street Angels, founded in Halifax in 2005, have taken on one of the most notorious resorts in Europe. Last night, the Street Angels had their first night in Magaluf in Mallorca. Around 25 to 30 volunteers have been training with Spain's Guardia Civil to help people in trouble. This is their promo video.
In case you haven't heard of Street Angels, we're a group of volunteers, mainly from local churches in the area, who want to make a difference in our community. We want to help people be safer on the streets.
And it was just wonderful, the reception we got and how people just enjoyed us being there. It was like a sense of security. And they were curious too, and that was good.
The look in their eyes, we are just so grateful, and it's just so rewarding.
Our 2013 season in Santa Ponsa was amazing. We were able to help over 150 vulnerable people back to a place of safety, be it their hotel or a health clinic. Now we're moving to Magaluf.
So earlier on in the show, I was speaking to the founder, Paul Blakey, MBE, about the Angels' impact.
And it's great now that they're very much a respected and needed and wanted part of the scene on Magaluf, so much so that the police want them to work 7 days a week, certainly in the height of the season.
Really?
So it's sort of from a background of we're not too sure about what you guys are going to be doing, to one now that's just been welcomed with open arms, and it's great the impact that the team are having.
So this group of Christians taking their ethos of loving others and caring for others to the extreme, how has it gone? Let's find out firsthand. Cameron Springthorne has set up the group and joins us live from Mallorca. How are you, Cameron?
Good morning. Very well, thanks.
A little tired and bleary-eyed, I dare say.
Yes, not too bad. We were out from 10 last night till 2 this morning, so we haven't switched to the early hours yet.
So your debut, the weekend in Mallorca, how did it go?
It was very good, yeah. We were received there very well, and just had everywhere that we went, people were pleased to see us. We had some of the entertainment people singing in bars, giving us shout-outs as we walked past, and the PRs and managers were all just very positive, and also all the people that were here on holiday. It was just a very welcoming atmosphere, and we really felt like people wanted us to be there. So yeah, it was great.
Now I'm guessing this weekend really is kind of dipping your toe into the water, isn't it? Because it's when it comes to the peak summer season with the young people on holiday from mostly the UK that you'll really be tested.
That's right, yes. The next few weeks are just a matter of us getting to know the streets well and to know where the bars and hotels are, that kind of thing, and also to to just get to know the people that we're working alongside so they know who they can call and that kind of thing.
So what will you actually be doing over there then, Cameron, or what have you been doing so far?
Well, we go out during the summer. We'll be going out at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the hours between 4 and 8 are the sort of critical time when really there are the most people that need help and are at the most vulnerable stage. So we pick people up who obviously have drunk too much or might have had their drinks spiked or whatever it is. And a lot of it is helping people to a place of safety, so it's helping them off the streets and back to their hotels or getting them medical care if they need it, that kind of thing.
What does this say about us as a society, Cameron? Because I was discussing this earlier, and the fact is that obviously the Christian ethos, most ethos of any faith actually, is to help other people and help the needy. It's that notion of pastoral care, but sure, you're helping people who have chosen to put themselves in this situation.
Well, some of it's that, and some of the people are just young folk who actually don't realise what they signed up to, and you know, it's they've come out here and, you know, actually are quite scared by how serious the situation's got. So there's a mixture of people that, you know, obviously they have put them in the themselves in the situation, but not necessarily really knowing what they're putting themselves into. Mm. So there's a mixture of people like that. But, I mean, we really, you know, we're not there to judge. We're just there to help people that have put themselves in a vulnerable condition, and hopefully by helping them, it reaches out to them and shows that, you know, we as Christians care about them, and obviously we'd prefer them, you know, not to be in that situation in the first place, but the fact is they are, and you know, it's something that we feel we can do to be out there and help them.
So. I know that you've been generally received by the people who are out there drinking. I know, yeah, there was a slight amount of cynicism at first from the authorities.
Yes, it took a while to get to know them and to get on board. Here in Spain, this is the first example of this being set up, and they do find it hard to understand why we would volunteer to lose our beauty sleep and go out and help people we don't know.
Do they think you're there to preach and to impose your views on people?
Initially they thought that, but now they've seen, and the way that it's been set up in the UK has definitely been an example, and now that people have looked into it more, I think. But last year, with our season in Santa Ponsa, people got to know that we're not vigilantes, and we're not going around beating people over the head with a Bible. You know, it's very much just a practical example of our faith. So yeah, this year it's great. We've got the participation, the agreement, and working with the Guardia Civil and the local police, we've also got good links now with the consul here, and so yeah, things are really moving forward.
Well done to Cameron. I think it's an admirable thing that you're doing. I think you're going to have quite a task on your hand come the summer months, having experienced Magaluf and knowing just how hectic that place gets. I know it's not a place that I'd want to go back to, being honest, so I don't envy the task, but good luck with it.
Well, thank you very much,
and we'll let you get back to bed.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Right,
Cameron Springthorne there, who's running that group of street angels in Magaluf. Tell you what, midsummer, he's going to have his work cut out. But good luck to him.